In just a moment, Generations with Kevin Swanson. But first, this. The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Friday, August 21st, 2015 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Good news for the two pastors who faced trial in Khartoum, Sudan for their Christian faith. They have arrived safely in Juba, South Sudan, without further incident. According to the Morning Star News, both pastors lead congregations in South Sudan. Border skirmishes between North Korea and South Korea have heated up some more. Fox News reports that North Korea lobbed a rocket into a South Korean town, precipitating artillery fire from the South Korean forces. And revelations that Iran may perform some of its own inspections of its nuclear facilities has raised more opposition from political opponents to the Secretary of State John Kerry's nuclear agreement. Billy Graham's son-in-law, Danny Lotz, died this week after suffering an accident in the family pool. He was married to Ann Graham Lotz for almost 50 years. The family issued a statement in which they said, "He moved to our father's house on August 19, 2015, and received the accolade of his Savior, Lord, and King, who presented him with the crown of righteousness." More anarchy on the streets of St. Louis this week. At least 9 people were arrested, 1 car was torched, and 1 man was killed in a police confrontation. Dozens of Catholic colleges have long-standing relationships with Planned Parenthood, according to an extensive study conducted by the Cardinal Newman Society. The organization called these associations a scandal, violating the mission of Catholic higher education. The latest video on Planned Parenthood harvesting of fetal organs is being described as the most gruesome. The Center for Medical Progress called it, quote, "absolute barbarism," unquote. While hearts beat and arms are moving, they harvest the organs of these children. The executive director of Novogenics Laboratories admitted in the film that, quote, "there are times when after the procedure is done that the heart actually is still beating," unquote. CNN, Fox News, and the Boston Herald continue to carry the story. Colorado Right to Life board director Bob Enyart said America is running out of excuses when it comes to abortion with these exposés.
The abortion clinic says that they are merely removing tissue, but tissue does not have a heart, lungs, arms, and legs. Planned Parenthood is killing babies. Everyone knows that. In videos number 4 and 5, Denver abortionist Savita Gindi from Planned Parenthood, she was in those videos. And she actually says that it's a baby.
Planned Parenthood recognized a number of media organizations for their support of abortion on Tuesday night. These included Cosmopolitan, Salon, MSNBC, and Esquire magazine. The gospel is not popular in England anymore, at least if you talk about Jesus Christ saving us from immoral sins. A British city council member in Manchester says preachers can speak about Jesus, but they cannot, quote, "talk about morality," unquote. The Christian Institute reports that street preachers have been subjected to fines as large as $20,000 for simply using Bible verses related to homosexual behavior. More revelations of hypocrisy and sexual infidelity come by way of the AshleyMadison.com site hack. Josh Duggar's personal information on the site has been made public, and he has publicly admitted to infidelity and a pornography addiction. Duggar admits he has been, quote, "the biggest hypocrite ever," unquote. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. Luke 12:1-2. Internationally known Bible teacher Jim Staley was sentenced to 7 years in federal prison Wednesday after pleading guilty to 11 counts of financial wire fraud. Staley, pastor of Passion for Truth Ministries of St. Charles, Missouri, worked as an advisor before becoming a full-time minister. His actions caused the loss of more than $3 million of investments. Church members remained supportive and overflowed the courtroom at his sentencing. In the providence of God, fires have destroyed 1.1 million acres in the West and taken three lives of those fighting the fires. According to NBC News, the fatalities near Winthrop, Washington, occurred when the wind shifted suddenly, catching a fire crew unexpectedly. Let us serve God while we are on earth with reverence and godly fear, for He is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:28-29. It's a boy. Early Thursday morning, 1,000 miles east of the Caribbean islands, the Atlantic Ocean brought forth its first hurricane of 2015. They've named the smaller-than-usual tiny tempest Danny. He could reach the Leeward Islands by Monday. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Psalm 148:7-8. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
And welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you, coming to you from my basement out here in the eastern plains of Colorado. I'm a homeschool father of five. Steve Vaughn, also in studio with me, homeschool father of six. As we talk about the state of the world and the influence of media today upon our families and the world itself, we have a force today that is not around in the 1800s. So listening to a preacher just yesterday in family worship, speaking of how things were in the 1950s, 1960s. This was an older sermon. And this man said things had changed dramatically just since the 1800s. He says the world was very, very bad at that point, and there was very, very little to commend what was happening within the church or outside of the church either way. And so, you know, things have unraveled very much. There's not much shame left in society. There's not much common grace. There's not much restriction anymore. The floodgates have opened up. Pandora's box is wide open. And now the only thing that can possibly protect us is the preaching of the Word of God every single day within our homes, the access to the Word of God, prayer, and the whole armor of God. Of course, that's the way it always was. But the influence of the world, much stronger, Steve, than I think it has ever been in the history of the Western world, largely because of media. We want to give a couple of examples today of how this world has become a mean, mean world and is not to be trusted at any point. And here's an example, just straight out, the Subway guy. Remember the guy who ate nothing but Subway throughout his college days?
Jared Fogel.
Something of a folk hero. Yeah, Jared Fogel.
He lost like over 100 pounds.
Yeah, he did. Became something of a folk hero, started a children's foundation of some sort for obese kids, and wound up now pleading guilty to child porn and child abuse. Also, his assistant apparently has been accused of trafficking in porn. And now Jared is up for $1.4 million in restitution and 5 to 12 and a half years in prison. And of course, Subway has distanced themselves from this man. Just a single example of the sorts of things that are happening. You wonder how many other examples there are of folk heroes today, pop heroes, the big stars, who are going to come down in the year 2018, 2024, 2032. My friends, don't trust these gods. Take the posters of Hannah Montana off your kids' walls, because who knows, but Hannah Montana may turn into Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wait, she did.
Take those posters down. I'm sure there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of Christian parents around America that had Hannah Montana posters in their kids' bedrooms back in the 2000s, early 2000s, and now they're thinking maybe that was a bad idea. Because remember, friends, you follow the folk heroes, you follow the pop stars. Where are they going to go? Where in the world is this Pied Piper from Hamelin going to take us? Got to ask that question all the time, and I'm afraid people aren't doing so, and especially if these people don't fear God, and if the media itself has professed itself not to fear the true and living God, and there's a lot of cursing and swearing going on, you assume right away there's something very wrong with what's going on in that system. And you need to come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing. So if you want to understand the influence of pop culture upon our children and media upon our children, get a copy of my book, The Tattooed Jesus, What Jesus Would Say About Pop Culture.
And that's available at our website, kevinswanson.com. Well, in just a moment, we'll talk about another example of this. Hackers have stolen sensitive customer information from a cheating website, ashleymadison.com. Be back in just a moment. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations.
Parental freedom, medical freedoms, religious freedoms, substantial freedoms. Are they going away? Will America look like North Korea, Sweden, or Canada anytime soon? What is happening to religious freedoms in America? Folks, this is the issue as American Christians approach the 2016 elections. That's why the Freedom 2015 conference in Des Moines, November 6th and 7th. You won't want to miss the speakers, the challenge, the equipping, the celebration of liberty, the Presidential Forum, and the Presidential Straw Poll. Your family, your church's future, hangs on this. Register now at freedom2015.org. That's freedom2015.org.
And we are back on the Generations broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson, Steve Vaughn, also here in studio with me today as we talk about a mean world. It is a mean world, and I think we as Christian homeschooling parents need to be paying a special attention to what's happening with the media and the influence of the media. And here's just another example, though, of what is happening in our world. And this is a divine irony that I think I've mentioned before on this radio broadcast, but the Ashley Madison site was hacked a month or two ago. The hackers released a couple of names. And now they've released all 32 million users in the social networking site. What makes this site so unusual, Steve, is this site is an adultery site. It's a cheating site.
Yeah.
So 32 million users out there have crawled under the cupboards, under the sofa, and they've tried to engage in some illicit activity of some sort. And now all of the information is being opened up. I think there's a verse in the Word of God that says what's done in darkness will be spoken of in the light. Friends, this
be
is
sure
happening.
Your sin will find you out.
That's right. Be sure your sins will find you out. This is exactly what's happening here. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. That comes from the book of Hebrews, and that, my friends, is probably even more important than anything. But these people, I'm sure, are not super keen on the fact that their information's been leaked to the entire world, let alone to their own spouse, to their children, to their work place. And I think something like some 150,000 of the addresses were .gov, meaning that.
And .mil, so military, yeah, and that's government.
Meaning that blackmail could very well be used of some sort against some of the most important leaders in our military or in our government. Okay, my friends, be sure your sins will find you out. There is a God, and it makes a lot of sense that whatever you're doing in the basement, whatever you're doing with AshleyMadison.com, whatever you're doing with anything is going to be evident to everybody. Now, it may not be in this world. It may be in the world to come. It may be in the final judgment. But rest assured, there is a God in the heavens, and you will be brought to judgment. I think, Steve, this is an indication of our God, his sovereign control over all things, including hackers. And this is a divine irony that is unfolding right before our eyes. And yes, this is a testimony to the entire world. Everybody needs to be listening right now. I'm not talking about just the 4,000 people that typically tune into this radio program. I'm talking to 4 billion people around the globe. There is a God in the heavens, and he will be sure that your sins will find you out. The AshleyMadison.com hackers were ultimately under the sovereign control of Jesus Christ himself, my friends. And you don't get away with this for very long. Come on. You're not going to get away with it for very long. Yeah, it should be obvious to everybody by now.
Yeah, and you might be saying, well, wait a minute. God uses hackers? Well, God used Babylon to come in and take care of Israel. Habakkuk had a problem with that, but God told him differently.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All right, my friends, there's a lot of people out there maybe a little concerned about their spouse, their children, their friends finding out about their sins through the Ashley Madison leak. But I'm here to tell you there's a God in the heavens when he finds out about it, and he already knows about it. He takes you to judgment, and that judgment day will be the most severe experience you've ever experienced if you refuse to repent of your sins, bow the knee to Jesus Christ right now, and receive him as your Savior from your sins and follow him as your Lord and your Shepherd for the rest of your life. Well, these are severe words, Steve. These are the final words in the book of Revelation, speaking of the final judgment, the white throne judgment. Every single person will come to that judgment day, and at that point, they will receive according to what they have done in the flesh.
Yeah, and that should be something for the Christian. That is a glorious day because we are seen as the body of Christ. But for those who have rejected Christ, that is going to be their downfall. For the Christian, this world is the worst we will ever have. But for those who are doomed or destined for hell, this is the best it'll ever be.
Steve, I think everybody needs to understand that a judgment day is coming.
Yes.
Paul spoke of this at Mars Hill. Peter spoke of it. Others have spoken of it. Just about every sermon that Paul ever brought, even when he's talking to Felix, he speaks to him of judgment. I think it's critical. I heard somebody tell me that, you know, when you witness to others, don't tell them about the judgment. You know, someone told me over the weekend, Kevin, you're not going to make a very good evangelist because you talk about judgment. Well, Paul was a lousy evangelist.
And so was Peter.
He spoke of it to Felix. He spoke of it on Mars Hill. And I think we owe it to people to tell them there will be a judgment day. And I would feel badly if I went through my life and did not give the people here in Elbert County a heads up concerning the final judgment that is to come. They all need to know it. They need to be faced with it. They need the heads up, because when they get to judgment day, I think they need to remember the time that Kevin Swanson or Steve Vaughn told them that judgment is coming. And it's not just the Ashley Madison hackers. It's going to be the judge of the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who will be the judge and who will say to many in that day, depart from me, you cursed, you workers of lawlessness. I never knew you. Two problems. One is they were anti-God's law, Anomians. They hated God's laws. That's the first problem. The second problem is they had no relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Steve, for this reason, I got convicted that we need to get this message out to the county in which we live. So I ordered something like 30 or 40 bumper stickers that says, "Are you ready for the final judgment?" in big black letters on a white background. Are you ready for the final judgment? And if anybody wants a copy of this bumper sticker, just email me at host@kevinswanson.com and I'll just drop one in the mail for you for free. I had to buy 30 or 40 of them for $50 or whatever it was. But I wanted to put it on the back of my car because I couldn't deal with the reality of seeing tens of thousands of people heading towards this judgment day and not having that heads up. You know, I think it's important to know the rules by which you're going to be judged. If you drive into our county and it turns out you litter and it's a capital crime, you ought to know that, shouldn't you?
You would
think
so. Wouldn't
it be nice to know that, Steve?
That would be very nice to know.
Yeah. Or if, you know, you speed, go 3 miles per hour over the speed limit, it's going to sock you $400,000. It'd be nice to know it. Well, as it turns out, God's judgment is far more severe than any of men's judgments, and ultimately leads to eternal judgment or eternal damnation in hellfire for those who haven't come to Jesus Christ in faith and repentance. So I think it's important to give people the heads up, and I don't think Christians do enough evangelism.
That's very true. I think, and the evangelism that we're doing is talking about gentle Jesus, meek and mild, that God is just the God of love, 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 love. but they don't talk about his justice and his wrath and his righteousness.
They don't. And Paul did. I mean, it's, Mars Hill is day one. Mars Hill is the first 6 minutes, and he gets right to the final judgment. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, who will judge all things at the end of time. He brings that out in Acts 17 at the end. It's so important, my friends, that we give people the heads up. We let them know that God is a God of righteousness. Even as we have systems of justice, God's got one too, and he's going to hold us to account, and he will bring us to judgment in the final day. All of us will be there at that great judgment day at the final day. And I think that's the message we need to take from AshleyMadison.com hackery. All right, we have one more story before we're done with this edition of the Generation Broadcast. And I think this is important because we have tracked homeschool murders over the last number of years. There was the Matthew Murray case in Colorado. Matthew Murray was the YWAM shooter that walked into a YWAM and I believe the New Life Church. In Colorado Springs.
Yes.
And in his murder spree, I think he might have had 4 to 5 victims. I can't remember exactly how many. But there was also the young man up in the northeastern end of Colorado who murdered his family as well, parents and siblings. And we have covered that story, including interviewing his uncle on this radio program just about 6 months ago, I believe it was. So we have concerned ourselves with these homeschooling murders from time to time because they're important and because I think they tell us something about what's happening with American Christianity, American religiosity, and the American homeschooling movement. Now, I will say that homeschool murders are a little less frequent than other murders. You're going to find that in terms of patricide or parricide, there are less parricides among homeschoolers than there are among public schoolers. So just if we look at the ratios, you're going to find that there are less among the homeschoolers. But homeschoolers tend to get more publicity for it. And it may be because of the fact that homeschoolers are doing something strange. You know, they're homeschooling their kids, and that's a little unusual. It's unconventional. And so, you know, we're going to address these from time to time and do a little research into them because I think they're interesting and they're important. And there are connections with media that I think are very important for homeschoolers and others. Why is it important for homeschoolers? Because media oftentimes is the only access they have to the world outside. And it's some of the most dangerous access they can make use of. I would think it would be safer for your kids to go to a public school than to have access to the internet unrestrained. Let me say that one more time. It would be safer for you to send your kids to the public schools where there's somewhat restricted uses of the internet as they sit in those classes. I don't believe they can sit and listen to pop music all day long in their classes.
Yeah.
So they have more restriction of media in public school classrooms than they do in some homeschools. Therefore, I would encourage some homeschooling parents to send their kids to the public schools. Well, they'll have less access to this media than they have in the homeschool environment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And the reason for that is because media is so toxic today. It is the most powerful influence in our kids' lives. And we interviewed also a man who's done more research on teen killers than anybody else. He's written a book on it. And he has said that the number one influence in the minds of teenage killers is the music that they listen to. And violent video games. Well, we're going to get into that in just a moment. But this one is a homeschool murder case. Very sad, sad situation out in Oklahoma where a family known as the Beaver family was cruelly massacred. And the suspects are two of the older brothers. And the oldest brother is named, I believe he's 18 years of age, as a Robert Beaver. And 5 family members died in this cruel massacre. Now, what's interesting and what's important is what has been covered on the news sites, and I've been to the Pinterest site, belonging to this man, Robert Beaver, and what we find is that this man was influenced by the same band that influenced Matthew Murray, and that's why I bring it out in this edition of the program. This may be the first time anybody's mentioned this anywhere on any media source in America, but Matthew Murray had an affinity with the same band that Robert Beaver, the accused in the massacre of 5 family members in Oklahoma, was, and that is the band Linkin Park. Now, I listened to a little bit of Linkin Park this morning, and Steve, I looked at their lyrics, there is no pain it will spare. Fear has become your only right, and once you're lost in your despair, forever black eternal night. These are the sorts of lyrics that you're going to get, and it's not presented in this form. Steve, if a band was formed in a mental institute with some of the most disturbed people in the country, if they all came together, they would form the Linkin Park Band. I listened to this music. It's effectively just screeching and screaming. It's a very demonic sound, and you can hardly make out any part of it. You have to really work at the lyrics if you're going to find what these lyrics are communicating. Want to talk about a victim? I'm going to put you there with them. Okay, victimize, victimize, never again, victimize, 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 never again, victimize. These are people that are hurt, and these are people that are out to kill. Two things we know about Linkin Park as you review the lyrics. But my point is that as you review the lyrics, you're going to find these are the lyrics that are written by very tortured minds, people who may or may not need to be in mental institute, but certainly the way in which it's presented, it sounds exactly like a band that was formed in a mental institute of some sort. And it was profoundly important, apparently, in the life of Matthew Murray, the Colorado killer, and profoundly influential in the accused in the homeschool massacre in Oklahoma, Robert Beaver. Also, the second influence this young man's life, this was not reported on, but I picked it up on his Pinterest site this morning, was Eminem. Eminem, actually, his music is not quite as insane in the sense that it's a mental patient presenting it, and it's hard to really follow it, and it's just screeching and screaming throughout. The craziness, the insanity that is presented in Linkin Park isn't exactly the approach that Eminem makes in his music. But if you take a look at Eminem's song about Kill Ya, or other songs, I don't even know if I want to call them songs. It's sort of this weird hip hop rap thing that just brings out just about as much foul language as you could ever imagine. I weeded through the foul language of this particular item. And again, this is an influence in the life of this man, Robert Beaver, accused of killing five family members out in Oklahoma. And this is the quote from Eminem in the song, a hit song that he produced. I don't know exactly when, but it's a horrific song. And again, I'm not going to read all of the lyrics to rape. And he gets very, very, very explicit in how he's into this raping thing. But, you know, here's a quote. "I invented violence, you vile, venomous female dogs. I invented violence, you vile, venomous female dogs." And again, I've changing some of the lyrics here.
Thank you.
"I'm gonna kill ya. I'm gonna kill ya. Texas chainsaw left his brains and all." And that's just a few. You know, now that may be about as close to insanity as you can get. But these are the words of a man who's about ready to engage in exactly what Robert Beaver is accused of doing in this Oklahoma home. It's the most horrific, the most horrible, the most wicked ideas anybody has ever communicated, I think, in popular music. And remember that Eminem is exceedingly popular, one of the most popular musicians in the country, at least 6 or 7 or 8, 9 years ago when he was producing songs like these. And apparently this has profound influence on men like Robert Beaver. Now, as I examine his Pinterest site, I also found this little statement. I found, you know, the music he liked, Linkin Park, Eminem, etc. And then I found this little quote that was really spoke strongly to Robert Beaver and I think what was going on in his family. And here's the quote. This is very critical. 70% of my brain is music lyrics.
Wow.
That was the quote. 70% of my brain is music lyrics. Now, friends, the point is that when people listen to this stuff, a lot of times they don't take it to heart. But the point is there are those who will do so. There are those who take them to heart. There are those who live out the emotions presented in this music. There's a very important verse in the book of Proverbs. You'll find it in my Proverbs Bible Study Guide, which I encourage all Christian parents to give to their children. You can buy my Proverbs Bible Study Guides, or you can just give them the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 4, verse 23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are all the issues of life." And Steve, isn't that what presents itself in these young men's lives? Music is a very, very powerful influence. It's one of the most powerful influences to make it right, to burrow right into the very, very center of a person's heart. That's one reason why we sing as many hymns as we do in our home. We are constantly bringing out the Psalms, and gospel music fills this home often. My daughter this morning was listening to Johnny Cash singing, "What is man? What is man? God, you've given him dominion over earth, sky, and sea," and on and on and on. You know, we were listening to gospel music this morning as we were fixing the pancakes for breakfast. Now, with all diligence, keep your heart, for out of it are all the issues of life. Now, is that a critical statement or not? Is that a life or death statement for families living in the state of Oklahoma or the state of Colorado or anywhere else in the world, or what? My friends, let me tell you what, God meant what he said in Proverbs 4 and verse 23 when he said, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are all the issues of life." When we turn our hearts over to the wrong things, and when we dedicate, commit ourselves to these lyrics that I've shared with you on the air today from Linkin Park or from Eminem, with all the vengeance and all the hatred and all the malice and all the demonic forces at work through Hollywood and Nashville and these powerful, powerful production agencies that have to be filled with demons. Friends, eventually they're going to affect some little homeschool kid who's hanging out in some home in Nowhereville, Oklahoma. And when that's what he's getting, and when he's filling his head with that kind of thing for 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and 70% of his brain is made up of this stuff, what's he going to do? What's he going to do with 5 family members? What's he going to do with 5 family members? And then what is the world going to say about what he did? My friends, I think if there's anything we want to express today, feed your children the good stuff. Freedom, the word of God every day. By the way, not a word on these people's websites that they loved Christ. Not a word of Christ anywhere that I could find. I looked at all their websites, couldn't find any testimony of how important Christ was to these people's lives. And Steve, there's one more thing I got to say. There's too many people who call themselves Christians, attend our nice little Christian churches or evangelical Reformed churches, and you read their Pinterest sites, you take a look at the music they listen to, you take a look at their Facebook accounts, they hardly ever praise Jesus Christ. Hardly ever. Yeah. And for that reason, if they're avoiding the Lord Jesus Christ and they're surrounded by demons and the world that we have presented to you on this edition of the program, man, you're in trouble. Your only protection, I guarantee you this, your only protection is the Lord Jesus Christ. Your only shot at salvaging yourself or your kids in this demonic-filled world that's going to hell in a handbasket is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world. He's risen from the dead. He's on the right hand of the Father, and he is bringing his enemies under his footstool. Believe it. Talk about it. Praise the name of Jesus Christ in your home. It's the only thing that stands between heaven and hell, between life and death in your family, in your home. And I wish the Beaver family had learned about that and had fallen on their faces before the Lord Jesus Christ and become his servants. I think it would have made all the difference in the world for them. Ladies and gentlemen, you can interact with this radio program by emailing me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. I'd encourage you to grab a copy of The Tattooed Jesus, What the Real Jesus Says About Pop Culture. That book is available at our website, kevinswanson.com. I think it's a critical book, absolutely critical, especially if you're raising kids in the 21st century where you have any access to media at all. Get my book, The Tattooed Jesus, at our website, kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.